Hey, it's the Get Up Show on 98.7 Simon playing everything. Should we say right up at the very front, this is not Wet n Wild?
Oh, God, yeah. No, this is in Canada.
Okay, not Wet n Wild.
Not Wet n Wild. No, there was about 12 or so kids that ended up having to go to the hospital from a water park because they got electrocuted. And what it was is they were all waiting in line. And they didn't say what happened.
They were waiting for toast.
Yeah,
that
it was the old toaster in the
pool.
No,
there's nothing like swimming toast.
Yeah, they had an extension cord for the lights.
Right.
No, you know what's funny though is I've had this happen to me. I used to manage a food stand at a water park up in New Hampshire,
yeah.
Water Country USA. Shout out.
Oh yeah.
And I remember a bunch of the guests were like, "I'm getting zapped by something." So they made me, I was like, well, I got to figure this out. So I took off my shoes and socks and went and stood, because everybody's wet, so it just puddles everywhere.
So you went to find the electrocution with your bare wet feet.
I was 18. I didn't know what I was doing. So sure enough, it was one, you know those pizza warmers? It's like the big glass thing that spins the pizza around?
Sure.
Yeah, if you touch the metal, it zapped the crap out of you.
So you were zapping people left and right, and you had to find out what it
was. Well, I had to figure out what exactly was zapping them to be able to say what the problem was, which, of course, the only thing to do is like, hey, that hurt me. Well, let me try it, you know?
You know, back in the day, you could get away with anything. You could make your employees do anything.
Well, it's also, too, it's not like that would have been a lawsuit back then, but now, like, here, your pizza's free.
Man, nah, there's no lawsuits. It's like where we used to work, full of asbestos. You know, it's cold in here, man. Oh, hold on, let me get you some more asbestos.
Got my asbestos sweatshirt.
Your safety meant nothing back then.